This morning, joining me live in studio is Superintendent Matt Erickson for our monthly update from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Duke.
Hey, appreciate you stepping in studio this morning, taking some time with us. So do I see some hair growing back in? I think accreditation must be over. I think.
Well, accreditation's over, but I don't know that you see any hair growing back yet. No, I think that ship sailed. But,
yeah.
But no, Duke, you're exactly right. We did have our accreditation review last week. Had several team members from Wyoming Department of Ed and then different educators from around the state that were on the team. And they reviewed us on 15 standards that have multiple substandards, and we scored very, very well. In fact, we were told that we scored within the top 2% of the state. So that was a big accomplishment. And hats off to Jason Horsley. He led us through the process. And I'm a pretty good delegator, and I delegated that to Jason, and he did a fantastic job of leading us through the process. And then Danny Robinson and Dave Kazare were instrumental in helping us achieve success in that as well. And then we had multiple teachers as well as some school board members and others that participated, other staff that participated with the review. But the state was very impressed with what they saw, and Dave helped us take a virtual tour into several different classrooms, even during COVID, and our teachers just flat nailed it. So we're very, very blessed in this district.
So what does that mean then for the district? You can keep handing out diplomas? I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, right?
That's basically what it comes down to. We're accredited actually in the fall each year. And then every fifth year you have a review where they come in, take a deeper dive, and it's an opportunity to showcase the things that are going on in your district. So
perfect. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. We've been talking about this every time you come in, but we got to bring it up. Of course, all the school districts around the state watching with the discussions happening in Cheyenne, and the House looking at a little more lenient proposal and cuts than what the Senate is. The Senate's almost double what the House is proposing. But the House is, they're saying they're finding $70-ish million in cuts in what's being called ghost positions. And positions that they're funding but aren't filled. From a district standpoint, speaking from District 2, how are you looking at this? Tell us about these ghost positions they're referencing.
Okay, so to be blunt, Duke, I just don't believe that we should be calling them ghost positions. They're certainly not ghost positions in our district. So let me give you a little historical perspective. So the state funds us on an evidence-based and a cost-based model. So at the elementary level, we're funded 16 to 1, meaning one teacher for every 16 kids. But we certainly do not have the space. We do not have the classroom space. We're adding on to Osmond and as well as Afton. We're over capacity. Most districts in the state find themselves in a similar situation to where they cannot fund one teacher for every 16 kids at the elementary level. It's also market-driven. So our base is $54,200 for a teacher. The state reimburses us on a cost-based and evidence-based model to the tune of $38,099 for a teacher. So you can see that there's clearly several thousand-dollar disconnect between market value and what the model funds us or the legislators fund us at. So when legislators say that they're funding ghost positions, they're deeming that they're funding positions at 38,000 and change for the 16 to 1 ratio, and then districts simply cannot do that. So we're taking that money that they're funding us for the 16 to 1 and funding teachers at 22 to 1, something like that, at the $54,200. So to say that there's ghost positions is simply not accurate.
So if I'm understanding correct, basically what you're telling me is your teachers are getting paid more because the ratio is higher than what they're divvying up. So it's not like that there's empty teaching positions that aren't getting filled. It's that you're using that money to pay your teachers.
Correct.
Is that pretty much where we're getting that?
Class size is higher than the model calls for. Like I said, the model calls for 16 to 1 at the elementary level. and then it jumps up into the mid-20s at the secondary level. But market-driven, if you look at several districts around our area, there's a bunch of Utah districts now that their base is over 50,000. Let me give you another statistic. So this year, we have two or three elementary openings, teaching positions open to start in August. This year, we've received 23 applicants. We take a trip down History Lane, we used to receive well over 100 applicants. So our number one goal is to have quality teachers. Teachers are the program. Teachers are the education, bottom line. The rest of us are in support staff roles. So when it comes to recruiting and retaining, we have to obviously at least be in the game. And a base of 54.2 compared to a Wasatch Front district with a base of over 50,000 and a Walmart and all of the amenities, we're simply not competing right now.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District number 2 joining us in studio. So anything else on this that you wanted to mention as far as the proposals that are being discussed in Cheyenne?
I'd just like to point out also, and it's very complicated. The model is many, many pages, and it takes 4 or 5 doctorate degrees to truly understand it. But in our district, we run about 85% true to the model that the state asks us to run to. And that's what's been suggested by the consultants. The state recalibrates every 5 years, and this has just been a recalibration year. So the consultants make recommendations, and obviously then the legislator's job is to fund that at a cost-based level.
All right. District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson joining us in studio. So today, if I'm not mistaken, today's the day where the House and Senate are swapping their proposals and bills. Local leaders, local legislators, I'm sure that you've been in touch with them. Are they giving you any clues on what to prepare for here?
I haven't tried to replace Bev Simpson, but I'm pretty much on the phone every day with Representative Simpson. And he's feeding me information, I'm feeding numbers to him, and then President Dockstetter, President of the Senate, I'm texting and emailing and whatnot with him. He's extremely busy and trying to run the Senate right now. But, no, our local legislators, Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson, are amazing, and they're easy to work with, and they truly do advocate for us.
Well, Superintendent, we appreciate your time. As always, thanks for coming in. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you here?
I think that's it. I just, again, give a shout-out to our amazing staff for our accreditation review and the scores that we received.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson, Lincoln 2. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.